Okay, December 6th, 2021. So tonight's topic, we're going to look at the Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Aleph, and we're going to see that there was a takana for Halal and Hodah. And we're going to see there's a question, what about the takana for the Hadlakas and Eros? So that would be a question of the Bach, and we're going to try to give two. We'll also look at the Rambam a little bit carefully, and we're going to try to give two reasons, two explanations possibly to that question. So let's start off right away. So the Gemara, source one, the Gemara in Shabbos, and it says my Chanukah, and quotes the Megillas Tainis. Says it's usher in Tainus and in Hesped, you know, those days of Chanukah, and it tells the story. Kishenichnasu Yivanon LaHechel, they were Matami the Hechel, and when Chashmonim came, they only found one jug of oil. So it is talking about the Nais, you know, because people discuss what's the question, my Chanukah. So which Nais? Was it the military Nais or the Nais of the Pach Shemen? So Agamar is saying it's the Nais of the Pach Shemen, because that's what it's talking about. Pach Echad Shel Shemen, and that had the seal of the Kohen Gadol, and it was only able to last one day. And Nasa Nais, and it lasted 8 days. Then it says Lashana Acheret. So I don't know how one would translate that the next year or in a future year.
Somewhere down the line.
So it's not clear, you know, when. Right. It says kavum va'asum yamim tovim bahala v'hoda. So it's the kind of bahala v'hoda.
You're living the moment. You don't realize it.
Right.
And then a couple of years passed, and you look back. You realize this was really
a special. Right.
It's like l'havdil of the Shoah. So right. At a certain point, they didn't do Yom HaShoah right away, but a couple of years later, they said we had to commemorate.
100%. So that's you need a little perspective, and right. You know to see something like that. Good. The Rashi says, explains, what is Halal and what's Hodah? So Halal is Halal, Likros Halal, and the Hodah is to say Al HaNisim. V'loma Al HaNisim b'Hodah. So the Hodah is the Al HaNisim. We're going to see that the Rambam's going to possibly disagree, and disagree and say what, you know, Hodah is as something else, and not refer, because if you look at all in Hilchos Hanukkah, say it again?
Which Rashi is saying,
right?
Is Al-Anisim,
right.
Which means that Al-Anisim
was already in the time. Interesting.
So Al-Anisim is probably from more the time of the
right from the time of the battle from there, some right. You know from the time. Okay.
So it's even earlier than the Gemara.
Much earlier. So the Gemara focuses and Al-Anisim focuses on the Mulchama. Doesn't mention oil at all.
In fact,
the Gemara focuses on oil.
Correct. Correct. Correct.
Al-Anisim was written at the time.
Right.
And that
focusing.
Was the nationalistic. Right. Gemara has the history. Has the.
And maybe wants to
focus,
right?
Doesn't want to glorify.
For the military, and wants to focus a little bit on the spiritual, what Hashem did, and a little spiritual things. Okay, excellent. Right.
They already know that the Chashmonaim.
Or other people discuss. I mean, this is when I growing up that you could look at the military victory and look at it through Kochem Vatzim Yadi, and maybe the what Chazal is telling you is through the light of, you know, through the nace of Chanukah, it's showing you, it's reflecting back that don't look at the military victory just as Teva, look at it through that HaKadosh Baruch, just like HaKadosh Baruch made this nace for 8 days, HaKadosh Baruch was also behind the military victory.
Yeah, the Gemara's writing it with history. They have the lens of hindsight.
Right.
And they know the Chashmonim turned bad.
Right.
They know that they wouldn't give up the Melucha, even though Chazal at the time tried to urge them to give up the Melucha, give it back to Mount Beta,
right.
David.
Right. Not
they refused. So they're punishing them. They don't want to.
Right, right. I mean, the Hasmonean dynasty, you know, I mean, Rambam speaks about it nicely. But there were, you know, there are people that were completely, you know, Herod and other, you know, were not even Jewish. I mean, it's like
Malchus Beis David never exactly lasted very long either.
Correct.
So, I mean,
Right.
Way longer than the Cheshbon Leah.
Oh, really? So the Bach in Source 3.
All of Ayrishan.
Yeah, but they.
That's how many kings were good?
Versus 200 years. Yeah, right.
How many were good?
All right.
So the Bach
asks, I told you the Bach in Source 3 says Kashmi Mashalahus Kurgam Hadlaka Shuhu Aika, because it's talking about all this Nesa Pachashemen, and then they made a takana of Halil and Hodah, and it doesn't even mention any takana about lighting candles. So let's try. Now let's look at the Rambam and Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah per Gimel Halacha Gimel. Halacha Aleph and Beis, he's going into that history of what happened, and then he says, so he's saying that there's a takana that's happening, you know, very soon, you know, within that generation, you know, from the 25th of Kislev, now he's going to make a few changes. He says, and I'm not going to get into all of them, but he says, Yemei Simcha v'Halel. Right, so he Hallel works out because Hallel and Hallel, but he's dropping Hodah, and he's adding Simcha. So Simcha could be a separate shir, and some people this is reference to Simcha, you know, maybe and Simchas Yontif, and maybe Achiyav Suda and
Sufganiyot.
What? I'm sorry.
Sufganiyot.
Yeah, right. Right, so we're not going to touch on this, but we're going to focus a little bit more. What happened to the dropping the hodah? So you may simcha v'halel, and then he doesn't say you may sim. The Rav pointed out, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that he didn't say you may simcha v'halel v'hadlakas haner v'hadlakas neros. He sort of said you may simcha v'halel. I don't know if it's a subtle diuk. It's a subtle diuk. It says you may simcha v'halel, and then he goes on. Umadlikin bahen haneris ba'erev in the evenings al pitchei abatim b'chol laila v'laila na mishmoros halelos laharos ulgalos hanes. So there seems to be, you know, at least according to the Rav, that there was a takana of maybe of simcha and halel at that time, and then. There is something with lighting candles, but was it necessarily at that time or not? When exactly was it?
The dates that we celebrate Hanukkah,
yeah,
in Kislev, are the dates on which they came into the Beit Mikdash and lit the menorah.
Okay,
is that a fact? Is that we understand that as being a fact?
I think that's when they were machanech the mizbeach and the menorah.
Because it was not the end of the war.
It was a good battle, right? It was a battle that they were able to.
It was actually in the middle.
Right. It was 64, probably 3 years into the war. If you say the war started at 67.
Four major battles before, and there were four major battles after.
Right.
It was nowhere near the
right.
End.
But they were able to kick the Greeks out of the Mikdash.
Out of the
Mikdash.
But when we talk about Alanisim and the celebration of the victory,
right?
So that doesn't really coincide so much with the dates on which we celebrate Hanukkah.
Okay,
it's a tremendous thing. It's a reason for celebrating,
right?
Hanukkah,
right.
But it doesn't really coincide with the Hadlakat Neiron, is what coincides with
the
right.
The value of the victory was the fact.
What's his name? He wrote a sefer. The sefer was named Ben Ari.
Chai Ben Arzi,
right. He has a very, very interesting brother-in-law.
I haven't looked at it this year, but there was the times where in Tanakh, where Chafei Kislev plays in the Nevuahs of Chaga, and the Yevanim even waited to be metamid, you know, on that day, even though they were in power even earlier, and the Chashmonim might have even had control of the Mikdash even earlier, but on exactly the day that they were metamid, we're going to, you know, to the day, to be a makim of this Nevuah that talks about, you know, the laying the cornerstone of, you know, of the Mikdash. So,
Yol Benun has a shir that Avi, son, just related to me that he heard on YouTube recently, that actually, similar to what you said, and Dafka, this particular time of the year, was that this was related to an oil harvesting, an oil, end of the oil harvest came this time.
Festival
of the
year. Or?
The olive harvest.
Right.
And this was Dafka you know, a time when people would, like, would light, you know, olive oil. So it could very well be that all along this time of year is associated with olive oil, and this is why dafka the it could very well be they were in control before that they came dafka to light at this particular point.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, a couple of reasons: fulfillment of a pre-existing nevuah with that date had significance. I think all the way, even in the Mishkan, it, you know, the date has significance. So okay, so now. So let's look right away. So the thesis I wrote in 5 Harei Kedem, which is page 3. So the thesis that, and it's interesting, I saw it in Harei Kedem is Rav Shurkin writing up the Torah of Rav Soloveitchik. I like the Sefer, I recommend the Sefer. And but then I also saw it in Rav Bezalel Zsolti's Mr. Shaivitz. Came up with the, and they overlapped, you know, chronologically, but I don't know if they, you know, discussed, you know, Rav Zsolti was the Ashkenazi chief rabbi here in Eretz Yisrael. Rav did come to Eretz Yisrael, but, you know, but they both, it was very, 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 Yerushalayim, and very, very similar, both, they both say this idea, and they both give both answers, you know, so I was pretty sorry. A generation before, some people want to say that Rav, you know, I didn't see it, but the Avnei Nezer might have also said this this following point, and the point is that the Takana, the original Takana, might have been Halan and Hoda at that time, but since they took control of the Migdash, and they, yes, there was a miracle in the Migdash and in the menorah, but we have the menorah and they're lighting the menorah. So there was no need to institute, you know, at home in your batim a mitzvah of hadlakas neros in your homes, because they were lighting the menorah in the Migdash. And it was only after the Churban, right, where we didn't have, then they, you know, Chazal instituted a takana, a mitzvah to light in one's home, because we were no longer lighting in the Migdash, and so therefore it has lighting. When we light, sort of has two remembrances. It has a remembrance of what happened during Chanukah and the Nes of the Bach Shem and the Chashmonim, but it also has a you know, we're remembering, you know, the Migdash and what the menorah stood for in the Migdash, and we don't have a Migdash, so we have a Migdash Ma'at, and every house brings in those values of the Migdash into the home, and that's how we're going to survive, you know, in Gaul. So let's just see it in page 3 in the piece Rav Shurkin wrote from the Rav's Torah. So I'm so sorry. I took the wrong sheet to follow. I cut it out. I underlined one certain things, and then when I made my photocopies, I took the one I didn't take the one I underlined to make all the photocopies. So it's just straight to highlight which ones. But in the first paragraph, okay, let's read the first paragraph. So he quoted our Rambam, and he said, and he made that distinction of what I said, of sort of halal hoda. It doesn't say halal hoda umadlikin aner. It says it's imay simcha v'halal, and then umadlikin aner. So it didn't just say so ubneze hitkinu chachamim. Those are right. Shishmonis me elu. You may simcha v'halel umadlikin behenes neros. So he questions. He says, "Veish ladaktek." I'm on the very first one. Very first one. Very first top of the page. So I'm right in the middle of the page. It says, "Veish ladaktek b'loshon Rambam." It says because of umadlikin. It sounds like a gedava b'fnei atzma. And he didn't say yemei simcha v'halal v'hadlakas neros. That was not the takana. So skip to paragraph 3, and he wants to say that. And this will also explain why did the Gemara only mention simcha halal and it didn't mention hadlakas. I mean, the strongest raya is that the Gemara did not say hadlakas neros. In the Gemara, it only mentioned halal and hodah.
The Gemara was writing it after the Korban, so it would have said it.
It's telling you what was let's say the takana at that time, and that takana at that time was only halal and hadar. We asked, why didn't it say and also had lakas anay? Because at that time, oh, no, he said actually the Rav said differently. This is quoting the Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus was the time when the Migdash still stood. So if the Migdash still stood and they were lighting, and if this thesis is correct, we were lighting in the Migdash, they weren't lighting at home, so there was no takana yet, or mitzvah yet, to light in one's home. So that's what he says. V'nir lamad v'das Rambam, the Surah Lehachi. The takana's neira, so I'm on paragraph 3. Chanukah, hu rak la'achar ha'chorban. U'mishum hachi, hifrit Rambam et tikun ha'neiros, mitakanis me simcha v'halal. That's why he says simcha v'halal, and then he says umadlikin. He separates it. Lefisha takanis me simcha v'halal, hitkinu chachamim sh'o'oso hador. That was the original takana. The ilu takanis ha'neiros, nitkana b'doros mu'charin yoseh la'achar chugam kezeche l'menorah shebe migdash. And then he wants to say, it answers the Mai Chanukah, why it doesn't mention, it only says Halan Hoda. And he says, this Brisa was only, that's what I just said, was Megillas Tainus, and that's when the Migdash still stood. So that was that. He tries to bring three proofs. Now the proofs, I think the biggest proof was, again, the Lashon of the Gemara of just Halan Hoda, and it doesn't mention Hadlaka Saneros. But he tries to bring three other proofs. Mr. Shaivis, Rav Zhulti brings two out of the three, and each one brings a different one. So I'll mention all four, because two are common, and then there's one of each. You could say the proofs are all going to show a very strong connection between the Migdash and the Hadlaka Saner. You know, and I'm going to start bringing like 10, 11 you know, things that we learn from Migdash in our Hadlakas Neres Chanukah. So there is a very strong connection between, yeah. So you could say there's a strong connection because, look, the Nes happened in the Migdash, and so even if it happened, even if the Takana was right away, we still want to have some association with Migdash-related things. But they were trying to say it's, if there's so much Migdash-related things, it sounds like maybe it was a Zecher L'Chorban, you know, continuation of that lighting, a little bit more in that direction.
What's difficult about it is that in the times of the Migdash, they didn't do anything special to commemorate. It's not like they were lighting the menorah only on Hanukkah. They lit the menorah every single day.
Correct.
So they didn't do some kind of...
So they had Halal and Hodah. So they said, so they sang Halal and they said Al Nisim. But you're right, they didn't do anything
to commemorate the Nes. It was saying that they need to commemorate it, or they didn't have a way of commemorating.
Right, I mean, we're commemorating that Chashmonim and rededicated the menorah, but they're and lit the menorah, but they're lighting the menorah every day. But you're right, they didn't feel that.
As long as they have the Beit HaMikdash.
Again, this is a big kiddush.
As long as they have the Beit HaMikdash, the focus is going to be on the nationalism.
Right. It's incomprehensible to light it on.
Right.
Okay. So he says his first proof. I don't know if I did it. Which way do I want to look? Which way should I go to the original sources or not? But let me let's go back to the first page.
Because it's always best to go out of order.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go back to the main page, and then the main page source 6. I want to say that. The Rav Zhulti, the Mishnah Siyavit, said the same thing. Vim Kain, Bizman Shaya Beis Habayis Kayam, Lo Hayu Madlikin Ner Chanukah, Shrei Edliku Et HaMenorah B'Migdash, Raka Acher Korban Habayit, Hitchilu Hadlik Ner Shal Chanukah, Ulufiseh Shab Arm L'Shon Acheret Kav'um. What did he mean by the L'Shon Acheret? Meaning later, almost 200 years later, that's when they, that's when they instituted, except it says in the Gemara, it says, Eshah Kavum Halal and Hodah. So it doesn't, I'm not exactly, doesn't smooth that correctly, but something Eshah Acheret could be instituted. He said it very clearly, that it was only instituted, after the Chorban. So some of the proofs were the following. So he wanted to say, we know that it says from we say Haneris Halalu, Kodeshem. We're quoting the Masechet Sofrim, Haneris Elu. It's a little different gear. So Kodesh, Vein Lanu, Rishul Shishtamish Mehem, Elu Rosen Bilvad. So the Balamor If I just remember, the Rav quoted the Balamur, and I think Rav Zhulti quoted the Ran, but they both in 8 and 9 say the same thing. Rashi said, "What does it mean? Ain lanu rishus tishtamish b'hem? You can't use it, because if you were using it, then it looks like just a regular candle that you're using. It doesn't look like a Ner Hanukkah. So by you using it, you're almost like, you know, you're ruining your Ner Hanukkah. But they you know, what about using it for, and that's why you can't even use it for, of course you can't use it for a mundane purpose, because that's a bizarre mitzvah. What about using it for another mitzvah? So the Rashi probably would say, no, even if you did that, you're, you know, people wouldn't, if you all of a sudden, you know, you were learning, you know, you were doing something else by it, you couldn't tell if it was, that it was no longer, you couldn't tell that it was still a Ner Hanukkah. However, both the Balamor and the Ran, as you can imagine, say, you know why? You can't even use it for another mitzvah purpose, because it's hukash to the Mikdash. And just like there's a sense of me'ilah, of, you know, of the shemen and the menorah in Mikdash, that you couldn't have any hana whatsoever. So too, ein lanu the kodesh heim, ein lanu rishush nishtamish mehem. Not so much that it'd be a pagam in the Neres Hanukkah, that people couldn't tell that it's a Ner Hanukkah, but because it's a Mikdash related halacha, it's dumya the Mikdash. Us lishtamish lo shom there. Kol tashmish b'mashma, even a tashmish of mitzvah, field of mitzvah, if tashmish could do. Mishum the sova kaven shem zecher l'ner, so l'shem and shal heichal. So he's saying it's a zecher, you know, not a zecher to the shemen of the chashmoneim. He's saying it's a zecher to the shemen. It could be the heichal and the. It could be the heichal. That's why I said all these proofs are not such great. It could be the heichal. It could be the heichal of the chashmoneim, but. He's trying to say of the Heichal, even like post Chorban, I think, Asuras Hein Bano Kol Ikar. The Ran said the same thing in Source 9.
But the Chanukiah, the menorah are different. The menorah has only 7 branches.
Correct.
I think he has 8. It's correct. A different mitzvah. People say there's a Rav Chaim, for instance, that the Ikar, the mitzvah of the menorah, the Beit HaMikdash, was the preparation.
Correct.
Here it's clearly the lighting, so there's a very big difference.
Right. To do everything you can to, right, we describe, to keep the Neiros burning tamid. Would be the mitzvah. It doesn't prove it, but it doesn't. That's why I thought it was weak. But it does. But it is a connection to Mikdash. So it's a stronger connection. It gives a reason that's more associated with Mikdash than being mevatel and Ner Hanukkah. So the Ravid. Also, all these things are going to be like 10, 11 different associations, you know, of the Ner Hanukkah that we're learning from Mikdash. So the Ravid goes into a bracha issue. And, you know, when do you say le and when do you say al? So someone wanted to say that al, when le, when it's more like a chiv, and al, maybe when it's a rishus. You know, al ashchita. It's not a chiv to shecht. It's a rishus. So, and they want, and then someone wanted to say maybe on mitzvahs derabbanan, a mitzvah d'oraisa is a real chiv. In comparison, a mitzvah derabbanan, when it compares to a mitzvah min haTorah, is less of a chiv. So has more elements of rishus to it. You know, not as chiv. So maybe mitzvah derabbanans should be with al. But then the question they ask, if mitzvah derabbanan is al, then what about our mitzvah, hadlakas neres Chanukah, that's lehadlik. So why would you say a lamid on a mitzvah derabbanan of ner Chanukah?
The same answer, the zecher for the
mikdash. So he wants to say, mipnei, in source 10, mipnei shezuha bracha hukva al hanerisha b'mikdash. He wants, I didn't know that, I guess there's a bracha when the Kohen light lit the menorah, a shekin shana lahadlik neirot b'migdash. So I think, you know. So since that bracha was with a lamid, and we are doing a lighting, which is zechel migdash, so we also, even though it's a mitzvah derabbanan, and the rule might say it should be al, since it's zechel migdash, we're going to do it with a lamid.
Doesn't that answer ruin his whole distinction of doraitas? You're saying that every drabbanan really is modeled, right? Always have this rule of kain.
Right. So I don't think it breaks it. I think it was saying this one mitzvah of Chanukah's bracha has already been established as a lamid, And since there is such, if it really was just, maybe you'll say this, if it was just lighting a complete mitzvah d'rabbanan of only commemorating the Pach HaShemen and the victory of the Chashmoneim, which is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, maybe it was purely of that, then maybe we'd have set out. You know, we would have set out. But since it's not only commemorating what the Chashmoneim did, but it's commemorating the menorah of the Mikdash, and in the menorah of the Mikdash, they used the bracha with lamid. So we're going to use. We're going to say lamid. We're going to say lamid too. You're right. So I don't think all these things like are taking away. You know, from the the Chashmoneim. Remembering when we light candles, we're remembering the Neis Pach HaShem and the Chashmoneim. Of course we are, but I think it's adding also. To the Korban, and possibly historically that, you know, it only was institutionalized in the homes after the Korban. These people said it. It's a big chiddush. It is a chiddush. You know, I think most people when I grew up, you know, they were mataking, you know, with the following year or, you know, boso ador, to light candles.
And when you think about it, the whole idea was anything that could be done, for instance, Bamot were outlawed, you know, and this was something that should be done centralized in the Mikdash. So right. It could be that as long as the Mikdash existed, anything you would do at home, you wouldn't do at home.
It would take away. It would actually, instead of being mosif, it would be go away.
Bamot are forbidden forever now. So do you have a bamot in your backyard?
The guy across the street from us actually shot in a sheep.
Nafti?
I think Rav Zsolti brought in this Rashi, and it's not so clear, but the Rashi again also, there's a in the Gemara it talks about Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, and Rashi says, Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, Iha Mitzvah Shulchana Ketluya Hadlaka, Madlikin Kida Ashkan B'Menorah. So the reason why I say it's, so again, he's referring, there is going to be some sort of connection between the lighting of our Chanukiah, with the lighting of the menorah, you know, in the Mikdash. It's an interesting share, maybe, you know, for a future year, but we know, the question was, is that if a hadlaka kasher bazar, so that means, but the zar can't get into the heichal, and that's the makam of the menorah. So you're taking a kohen's, taking it from the menorah from the heichal, bringing it right to like Shar Nicanor, and then and Yisrael is lighting it, you know, and then he's bringing it back, and so when he lit it, it was not b'makom, you know, b'mkomo. And we know that, you know, if you said hadlak osa mitzvah, it has to be done b'makom of the mitzvah. And, you know, so that's more of a proof, possibly, that hanach in the Mikdash, hanacha was the mitzvah.
Gave the shir on the Shabbat. Oh.
Okay. Good.
So that's right. Yeah.
You think I'd know it otherwise?
Okay. I don't know if it was. I guess it was the Rav or something mentioned the Ramban. So we all know that the beginning of Baloscha comes after Smichus Aparshios, after the Nisian and the Chunukas of the Mishkan, the Mizbeach, and Aaron had Chalisha Sadas, and so they said, oh, so this is like a something that's going to make Aaron feel better, that he's going to be lighting the menorah. So, you know, and then Ramban asks, I don't understand, you know, Aaron has the Ketores, and Aaron has the Avodah of Yom Kippur, and, you know, so what's so special of the menorah? And that's why the Ramban said his shita, that he thinks that I turn the page. There's remez min haparsha al Chanukah that this Baloscha Saneros is referring to. I guess look, the Nesim are doing. I always understood it as Nesim are doing a Chanukas Mizbeach, a Chanukas Mishkan now. But somehow that's going to end at a certain time, and your descendants are going to do a rededication, another Chanukah. So you are going to be involved in a Chanukah, you know, of the Mikdash, and that's the, you know, when the Chashmoneim were dedicated the base of rededicated the base of Mikdash. So, but I guess the Rebbe was pointing out. But even that after the Chorban is sort of like. Everything stopped after the Chorban. You know, it's like how much, you know, just like their dedication stopped, at a time, maybe during this Greek time, you know, of whatever the Nesim did. Okay, so ours stopped 200 years later, you know, so how much better was it? You know, so he wanted to say, no, but if we continue with the lighting into our homes, and the lighting of our homes is you know, which was caused by, again, the you know, the Chashmonaim. So and that lighting is not only Chashmonaim, but we're also continuing the lighting of the Mikdash. Then he's telling Aaron, the lighting that your descendants are going to institute is going to last even now for 2,000 years, even when we don't have a Mikdash. Don't worry so much. I guess the point was, you know, look, these Nesim are involved in something that's very temporary. You, this hadlakas of Ner Chanukah is going to end up going even when we don't have a Chor, even when we don't have a Mikdash, because again, and that's a hint, the saying that the when we light the candles, they're not only referring to the Pach HaShemen and the Nes Pach HaShemen of the Chashmonim, but we're you know, remembering the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash and the values that it stood for, and trying to bring it into our home, into our long gullus. Okay, other than I just wanted to talk about other connections of our lighting to the Mikdash. I heard a shiur by Isaac Rice on Wayu Torah, reminds Rice, and I think, and he quoted, and I didn't have it because my son-in-law took the sefer, but I think he said Rav Asher Weiss quoted 10 connections, you know, from the that we have in our Hadlaka Saneros, you know, that go back to the Mikdash. So some other connections were, in 13 was the Shemen Zayis. So I always thought the Shemen Zayis could always be looked at, because Shemen Zayis is very clear, and it's a very beautiful flame, and that'll be good for Persume Nisa, and that's why you Shemen Zayis. But Shemen Zayis can also be, because that's if it's connected to the Mikdash, and in the Mikdash they lit with Shemen Zayis, so that's why we liked with Shemen Zayis.
Also the miracle. Yeah.
And the mirror of Shaman Zayit, right? So okay, the 14 that we light in shul, and then we light on in the southern part, you know, of the Kotel. So you know we're facing east, so it's north, east, south, right? And the menorah is placed in the Beis HaMikdash, was placed on the south, on the southern part of the Heichal, and so too we put our menorah on the southern part of our Beit Knesset, Bekotel Dorum. So that's what the Shulchan says, Shulchan Aruch says, in source 14. The Shari Tshuva in source 15 says, what we did this Friday, again, is also taken from the Mikdash, is that we, just like in the Mikdash, they first brought the Karban Tamid Shabena Abayim, and then they lit the menorah. So too, And we know that mincha is keneged korban tamid shabein abayin. So too, we had an early mincha at 2:00. So we dive in mincha this past Friday, and then we lit the menorah, and you know later, you know before shkia, and then.
To give you extra 10 minutes.
No, so I think it's because of that.
I didn't realize
that's you know, that was, you know, so that's it, and that's brought down.
Yeah,
the spell mincha be'arav shav shulchanah v'akar lahadik ner chanukah. Okay, because that's what happened. That's how it happened in the there is a question. The Chashuk came and talked about, what about a kli? Can you line up the candles or something? Just, you know, wax them on your table, or does it need to be sitting in a kli? So I think the Rav thought that it could be, you know, can just be put you know in a line on your table. But there is a the son of the Ravid, the Rav Yitzchak Sagi Nahar, who is blind. And he wanted to say that just like in the Mikdash, it's sort of like Nechanek Bekli Dafka, Ucha'ein Besa Mikdash Deboi Kli. So just like there is, that was it. Now in Source 17, I didn't put down, I also didn't bring in my, when I wrote it down on just a piece of paper, I didn't print it on because I couldn't get all the sources, but at least I verbally see what I can remember where these were. But there was just like in Mikdash, they're saying you weren't supposed to, you weren't supposed to light, move on to the next candle, to the candle that you're lighting is fully lit. I think from the word uvaloscha as an eros. Right. So therefore, so too in your menorah, you should really wait. You shouldn't, you know, just wait till it's really fully lit before you move on to your next candle. Again, dum yud mikdash.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was a me'iri, I think, that said that you can maybe, even though your wick is good, you know, they have nice thick wicks, and even though they're going to light very nicely on Chanukah the next night, but there was a minug, maybe dum yud mikdash, to change your wicks every night. You know, dum yud to maybe the hatava that we were talking about in the menorah and the Mikdash. There's another one. What about lighting in shul in the morning? Because the Rambam Shita was not, there was not only a lighting at night, there was also a lighting in the morning. So maybe lighting in shul in the morning is also based on a Mikdash halacha. We say that the Shulchan Aruch talks about lighting at about 10 tfachim because, you know, then it's low. 10 tfachim is pretty low. So it's actually more nikar that you're not just lighting it for stam, you know, light in your house, because no one puts a candle labra at 10 tfachim. It's really a little, you know, it's a little low. Nowadays they say we can light higher than 10 tfachim because everyone, we have lights and everyone realizes if you have a Chanukiah in your house, it's for Hanukkah, it's not for giving off light. But there was a someone, I'm not sure who, which Achron was saying, that maybe to light, maybe a hiddur to light at 18 tfachim, and again, because that's, and he did the math, because that's the light, the menorah was 18 tfachim tall. I think he wanted to say that. And the last Dumya de Migdash was, I think, a Rav Yaakov Emden, that mentioned, we know we should, you know, it should last Achetichla Regem in Ashuk, and then it should last about a half hour, or that we should say even as long as there, it should last for as long as there are people out there, and there's most Pirsume Nitsa. But, you know, I don't hear if people are finally going to bed at 1 o'clock, do you have to light even, you know, the Hiddur to even put more oil between 1 and 5? So Rav Gemden's thought that, yeah, maybe put oil that should last all night, even if there are no more people outside, because then again, that was Dumya to the Migdash, where they would put in enough oil to last to the next morning. So that was about 11 reasons, I think, I counted, somehow connections of our lighting to the from the Migdash. But again, the point was, I think the strongest point was that in the Gemara, it just mentions that there was a takana for halon hoda. And what about Hadlaka Saner? And so both the Rav and Rav Zsolti, and I think we said the Avni Nezer, all came up with this idea that maybe that during the time of the Bayis Sheni, for those last 200 years, when they were lighting in the Migdash, they were lighting in the Migdash and not at home. And then and the reason why the Gemara didn't mention it, because we didn't have a mitzvah to light at home, that only happened later. And again, that whole Gemara was quoting, again, according to Rav pointed out, the Megillas Tainus, which was authored when the Migdash still stood. Okay, so now let's give another answer. And, you know, very surprisingly, they both gave this answer too, Rav Zsolti and the Rav. So why is there, pointing more in the Rambam, why did the Rambam say, he says, Hallel, and he dropped Hodah, right? So what happened to the Hodah of, you know, that the Gemara talked about? Rashi said the Hodah is Al HaNisim. But, the Rambam put Al HaNisim in Hilchos, I think it was Tefillah, you know, or Birkas HaMazon, I think it was. Birkas HaMazon. But he didn't put it anywhere in Hilchos Chanukah. So what did he do with Hodah? What did the Rambam do with Hodah? So, just to move on, I guess I did a few just quicker questions also in Source 18. Was there was a Gemara that says in Daf Chav Gimel, Amar Rav Huna, Harogol B'ner, Havin Le Banim Tamidi Chachamim. And Rashi says, he quotes the passage, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. And he mentioned it was Ner is Chanukah or Shabbos or Chanukah. The Rabbeinu Chananel, the next source, was talking about it. It says, Harogol B'ner Chanukah. So let's focus on that. So if you light Ner Chanukah, you're going to have Banim Tamidi Chachamim. Okay, a lot of people, you know, light near Hanukkah, what, you know, not everyone is zochet, you know, for Tamid, children of, you know, our wishes, but, you know, not everyone has children which are Tamid Chachamim. So, what, you know, is there a meaning behind that line? And then also we know, the, you know, where it talks about in Source 21, Mrs. Ner Hanukkah, Mrs. Chavivahi Ad Ma'od, V'tzorcham Lizarad, Kedelo Dihaneis, Ulahosif B'Shevach HaKel, V'Hodolo Al Anisim, that somehow the Neres Chanukah is an expression of Hodah lo al Anishim Sha'asolanu, Afilu Ein lo Mayocho. We know this is one of those mitzvahs that we have to even sell the shirt off your back, you know, to get a candle to light. So what, so special. So here, they both quote the Riaz, which was an Italian Rishon, 1200s. He was the son-in-law of Tosus Arid. Tosus Arid. So then he said something amazing. And here's, you know, let me say it. The point is the following. We thought the Rambam didn't say anything about Hodah. Right? He didn't say Hodah. He mentions, though, that you should light a candle. So he wanted to say the and the son-in-law of the Tosus Arid said it explicitly. He's saying that the idea is Hodah, but the expression of that idea is lighting the candles. The Hadlakas Haneros is a manifestation or is an expression of Hodah. How are we being Modah? Rashi said, you know how we're Modah to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? By saying Ala Nisim. The Rambam holds, do you know how we're being Modah to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? By lighting the Nerot, that is the form of the expression of Hodah. So we are the I guess according to this, the Gemara, you know, and the Rambam did mention, like we always said, where did the lighting of the candles go? You want to say the lighting of the candles did it, but each one is, you know, it's in the Hodah. But the Gemara was focusing on the Kiyam, like on the end, you know, of what the purpose is, Hodah, and the Rambam is focusing on how we get to that Kiyam. We do it by lighting Hadlakas Haneros. I guess if you said it that way, then it's, you're not separating. You would take that chilik of what the Rav said in the beginning, where he said Hallel, Simcha, and Hallel. And then Umadlikin, you wouldn't make that, you know, you would put Umadlikin there too. Umadlikin is the Hodah. He didn't use the word Hodah, but the Madlik of the Ner Chanukah is an expression of Hodah. And he said it, the Rishon said it in Source 22. Lashana Acharet, Kavum Vasim Shmonos, Yamim Shagomim Vahemet HaHalel, Umodim, what's the Hodah? Umodim, I highlighted this, Umodim Al Haneis Behadlakas Haneros. The Hadlakas Haneros is the Hodah. So my whole question was, the original, what happened to Hodah? What happened to Hadlakas Haneros? Hadlakas Haneros, why wasn't that in the Takana? Our first answer said it wasn't in the Takana because it was only instituted 200 years later after the Korban. Our second answer is, it is mentioned in the Takana. The Hodah is the Hadlakas Haneros. So that would be that, you know, that...
That's
the
question.
And then...
Use the word, then
why didn't he...
Later on he says, La'aros u'la'galos ha'nes. He could have very easily said, La'aros u'la'galos u'la'odos.
U'la'odos, right. But he was... And then my last point of on 23, just hold on 1 second, was that the Ramban, there's a famous Ramban that talks about what's the essence of the whole purpose in life. V'chi kavanata yitzira. What is our, you know, kavana in this of being created? Shein lano tam ache b'yitzira harishona. The only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, v'ein el elyon chafetz b'tachtonim, and God's interest in man is only this, milvad sheyeda, that man should know God, right? V'yodel el kav shabaro, and give hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, one of the people wanted to say that the reason why I mentioned about Havin Leibanim Tamidi Chachamim or Chaviva Ad Ma'od, I want to say a lot of times when you do other mitzvos, you're doing it because you're mitzuva. That's the tzivui, and then I'm trying to how he said a hodah sort of is like secondary. Here is a mitzvah that when we of lighting candles is an expression of the Hodah, which is, according to the Ramban, is our ultimate purpose in this world. And that's where, if you just look at Harei Kedem, and you go to that third page on the side, so just like I pointed out, in Source 22, the first half was the son-in-law of the Tosus Arid, the Riaz, but the second half of it was the Mishnah Shavit, so he said that exact idea. Zehu Hodah al Hanes. The lighting is the Hodah. Kolomar Shemodim al Hanes. The Hodah al Pi Pirsum Hanes of the Hadlakas Haneros. And I just want to show you that the Rav said the exact same thing. I'm sorry that it wasn't underlined. Let me find it to you for a second. Uh, Okay, it's I think about halfway, about 40% of the way down on the first one. Yesod Divrei HaRambam. So that's how the line starts. Who the Mea Brisa B'Shavas Kavum V'Asum. Okay. Of Chaim Pirasham B'Tosus HaRid. He really meant to say the son-in-law of the Rid, right? The Hodor Hainu V'Loma Al Hanisim V'Loma Al Hanisim. I'm sorry. The Ein Zeh Shita Sarambam. He's arguing. Remember, the Rashi said that Hoda is Al Hanisim. He's saying the Rambam didn't say that. Shelohi Viklal Al Hanisim Bilchus Chanukah Ella Bilchus Tfila. And really, he wanted to say the Umuchach the Das Harambam. That's Alanisim is just a tefillah related issue that every day we have to recognize the specialness of the day. And here's the same line that Rav Jolti said. The line that I sang that the lighting of the candles is an expression of Hodah. The Iker HaHodah Hainu Ayadei Hadlakas Neres Chanukah. V'zenir Mivor Miloshin HaRambam. He wanted to say. It says, Yemei Simcha Vahalu Madlikim Benen Neres. Here he's trying to throw them together. The Rav sometimes said opposite things, but here he's focusing, saying, Umadlikim Ben Etanerot is the hidden Hodah. Our whole question is, what did the Rambam do with the Hodah? He said, Umadlikim Ben Neres, and that is the Hodah. That was our second answer. All right, Vitzorch In, Hishmidu HaRambam Hodah, Vahosif Neros. He left out the word Hodah, which is the Takana of the Gemara, and he's adding in Neros. And then he says, "Vinkara the Masha Kusav Manlikan Haneros Hainu Hodah." That was that second answer. That the and then the last thing he wanted to say is that's why maybe if you light without kavana, just like you won't be yotze. Normally on a mitzvah derabanan. We say mitzvahs, trichas kavana, maybe on Doraisa mitzvahs, but on Durabanon mitzvahs, we say maybe mitzvahs ain't trichas kavana. But he wanted to say for this, since it's a form, lighting is a form of Hodah, Hodah, of course, needs, needs kavana, and he would want to say that, that mitzvah would, so we would need kavana, lighting candles. So I guess we were asking, why did the Gemara only mention that there was a takana for halal and hodah? So we gave one answer, maybe because at the original takana, that's all there was, halal and hodah, and the mitzvah of hadlakas haneris was only instituted post korban. And our second answer was no, it says halal and hodah, but the word hodah is the goal, but the means to get there is the hadlakas haneris.